You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Big story for Western New York and the Buffalo area. Severe weather is heading our way. All eyes on a potential for severe weather later today. Yes, there'll be some rain, but the heavy stuff comes later. National Weather Service forecast warns potential for strong winds and potentially severe storms. The thunderstorms are expected ahead of a cold front. So mainly Tuesday afternoon and this evening. Some of these thunderstorms could become strong to severe by weather standards. The greatest threat is coming from the damaging straight line winds. And that's where you get intense winds, almost like a tornado, but without the twisty action. The straight line just kind of goes in one direction. It's like, it can be very damaging on structures, on trees, on power lines, stuff like that. Have a plan. There could be hail. There could be strong winds. There could be those severe straight line winds, and there's a potential for tornadoes, potential. So just be aware of the weather this afternoon and this evening. Over in Europe, chaos in Spain and Portugal as all the power went out. And just think about this, Jan. So all the traffic signals down. There's no backups. Traffic signals are out, so traffic is gridlock. Train systems, which Europe relies a lot on, way more than we do, those are down. So no one's moving anywhere. Airports shut down. People go into panic mode, start buying what they can, but, well, the systems that you pay for stuff are down, so they're taking cash. The ATMs are down. Like, it was just shows how the electric grid is so vital to keep that up and going.
I'm cashless. So, I don't know how I'd live.
Grounded flights, paralyzed metro systems, disrupted mobile communications, shut down ATMs across many areas. So, it appears like most of the power's back on, but they don't really have a reason. Was this outside interference? I believe the power company said it was some atmospheric situation. Sure, could be that. I don't know, solar flare, whatever. Tell me something. By Tuesday morning, life returning to normal in Europe. Schools and offices reopened in Spain, easing traffic. Some people were stuck in traffic. Jan, they just abandoned their cars because no one's moving anywhere. So they're trying to get back to normal after that. And just, a word of warning to make sure our power grid is up and running and good. Was not a good situation yesterday in Europe. Fighter jet rolled off an aircraft carrier. That was not a good day. U.S. Navy said this jet, worth around $70 million, was just being moved on the deck of the ship. They were rolling it around, or they lost control of it, and it just fell in the water and now sits at the bottom of the Red Sea.
Oh my gosh.
FA-18E was actively under tow in the hangar bay when the crew lost control. You know how boats can be a little tippy, Jan.
Yeah.
Even the big ships can be a little tippy. And whatever happened, this thing just kind of rolled. It's a slow roll. They're like, oh no.
Oh,
and this thing goes in. So
but it was
the
a concern. Plane. Why didn't they just turn the engines on and fly up?
You're right.
You know, I mean, like
a little thruster action would have been good.
Anything would have been better than falling into the bottom of the ocean.
Problem now is they don't want anybody else getting that plane.
Of course.
So it is the Red Sea. So I guess they're sending some sort of salvage team out there before China or Russia or any military contender pulls that thing and gets some of their technology secrets. So, yeah, that's a thing. NBA playoff action. The Cavaliers cap off a series sweep with a 55-point win over the Heat. That's a big win. And so the Cavs are moving on. And finally this morning, an Alaska Airlines flight from L.A. to Cancun, stressed out passenger snuck into the bathroom for a little bit to take a vape. That's a big no-no on a plane. Not allowed to vape.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So the captain gets on the overhead system, threatens to turn this plane around if you don't stop vaping. We will go back to Los Angeles if you don't stop vaping. Passengers share the drama online, many reminding folks that even though vaping isn't smoking, it's still banned by the FAA. And they make that really clear.
Yes, they do.
So just be warned. I forget where we were at the Metallica show. There was a guy in front of us that was trying to discreetly vape. It was the funniest thing because he'd pull up his coat to his mouth and you see he's putting something in his mouth. And you see this big white cloud come out from his coat.
You're like, nothing to see here.
Nothing
folks.
To see here, folks. I'm yeah. like, very discreet, sir. Well played. Yeah. Other than the huge plume of smoke, no one would know. But anyhow, that was very funny. The pilot threatening to turn this plane around. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:26.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.